The God of Mischief is back and better than ever.
Loki.
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 Loki. Wow. Great to see you again.
Critics agree Loki Season 2 is...
marvelous.
Great.
And it's finally here.
How much do you know?
Let's assume I don't know much.
A mind-bending adventure. Spectacularly cinematic.
I've been waiting for a moment like this.
It surpasses all expectations.
A little over the top, don't you think?
I thought it was spot on.
Loki Season 2. Now streaming only on Disney Plus.
You are listening to Absent Minded, brought to you by Habs Eyes on the Prize.com.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of Absent Minded. I'm here with our good friend Timo Kunari from Iltalehti. I'm sorry, I'm messing this up. But
that was close enough.
And we're going to talk about, obviously, Petteri Nurmi today. And but first, we know the final of the Liga playoffs just started yesterday. I know you were there, Timo. What can you tell us about those two teams? Because they're two very different teams.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Two very different teams. Tappara, it's their eighth time in finals in 10 years. They are like the machine with their system. They play very, very like good hockey. It's not always very entertaining, but it's very good hockey. They won the Champions Hockey League this year. They are defending Finnish champions, so they are big favorites, and they also won the first game 5-1 in a nice Nokia Arena in Tampere.
Who will host the World Championships in a few weeks?
Exactly, again, like they did last year. So yeah, the tournament will be there, and the other one in group in Riga. But yeah, about the finals, Tappara is playing with Pelicans, big underdog, big surprise here in Finland this season. It's a kind of a small market team with no huge stars, more like young players from the hometown boys playing against the big and rich and strong Tappara. And I actually just today wrote an article of the budgets of the team. Mm-hmm. So it's like Tappara is using close to double money for the players this season. So maybe that explains your situation. Yeah.
And for Montreal fans, obviously, we all know Pelicans because that's where Jesse Ylönen played 2 years after the draft. So very nice arena, very nice classic skiing country in Finland.
Exactly. Lahti.
So a good area in that regard. But we're here to talk about Petteri Nurmi, a new draft prospect, an old overager drafted last year by a very good scouting. I like the scouting, the European scouting in for Montreal. But he was an overager. He was a bit of an unknown coming into the season. And the trajectory was really, really positive. We've seen that in his development. I have to say, because I'm just writing the article as I was preparing for this interview, his trajectory has still gone upwards. He has had by himself a very good season, even if Hopiko in Hämeenlinna, a small city as well, or township, he has 15 points, if I remember correctly, in 43 games. Last year he had 4 points in 58 games. It's a really, really good, solid season for maybe a defender that is earning more minutes on the team, right?
Yeah, he's an interesting player, and I have to explain you a little bit of his background, because he's from the Helsinki area. He's from Espoo, and he moved to Hämeenlinna just 2 years ago, and he never played in the highest level of junior hockey here in Finland, or under 16, under 18. He didn't play in the highest level, so he's kind of surprised many here that he made it to Liga to play with Hopeko. And his season before, his breakthrough season was great. He was playing very well, and this season he had maybe a little bit there was some challenges for him because he was ill, there was some injuries, but a very interesting player, and I think we still don't really know what kind of player he will be.
Indeed, and I looked at the analytics as well, but let's start with Hopiko finishing 12th in Liga, actually just a point from the playoffs or play-in, as we have here in Sweden, the wildcard games, both in Finland and Sweden. And they had the best goal difference of the teams that were slugging it out. It was Kuku, Jokerit, and Hopiko. It was a good team in some ways. They were a bit unlucky in some points. They didn't control the game very much. Hopiko had a Corsi of 46.3, and Nurmi himself had a Corsi of 48.8. So he was a positive Corsi player by 2.5 units in regards to his team. He was fifth in scoring. He was used almost 17 minutes. Seventh most used defender on the team, and he had a PDO of 97. So really, when you take a look at those numbers and considering where Hopiko finished, you have to say the strides he took was good. And you could see in some of the games his vision and his passing, because that's where most of his point came from.
Exactly. He's a very smart player. You're dropping awesome stats here. But what I, before recording this podcast, I called his coach, Jarno Pikka, right? Was coaching Nurmi last two seasons in Hämeenlinna. And I let him talk. I asked him, tell me, you know, I have no questions. Just tell me what kind of player Petteri is. And I heard very positive things. He's a very smart player. He's very willing to learn. He comes to practice every day to work, and Coach Pikkarainen told me that he's got the bright future in front of him if he stays healthy. But now we have to stop here, and we have to remember that he was ill starting this season. He got ill in Canada in when he was in World Juniors, and he missed close to 3 months until he was in full shape and he was able to practice and play with the team. So we have to remember this when we talk about this season.
Indeed, and if we bring that back, this injury, how much did it affect? Obviously, it affected him a lot. He got to play a little bit with the under-20s as well as an overager for Hopiko. But it's a good way of measuring up where you can be. But do you think, I have no idea what the injury was, so let's be honest with that.
It was not an injury, it was an illness.
It was an illness. I have no idea about it.
Now, this comes with my bad English, mononucleosis.
Mononucleosis, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And we know that is a difficult thing to handle, and it takes a long time to get back into the groove. The good thing is, it's not a recurring illness.
Exactly.
And I think so that speaks even better for his season in total. I like the fact that you say, or his coach says, that he's a worker and the character is there. He's willing to learn. He's willing to sacrifice himself in order to get forward in many ways. What did he say about the playmaking skills and the vision? Because that's what we see when we watch him in the games.
Basically, the coach told me that he's got all the tools to be a professional player, and he's already a professional player here in Finland, here in Europe, and he believed that he has a chance to also make it to NHL someday if he stays healthy. He maybe needs a season or two seasons over here before going over to Canada. But overall, as I said, I heard very positive things. He's got all the tools to do it. So it's like I said, he's got a very bright future in front of him, and he's got the playmaking skills too, as you said.
You mentioned, I mean, like, you're one of the most knowledgeable people of hockey in Finland, obviously, with the work you do and the work you have. I have, in regards to next season, because obviously, even if the playoffs are ongoing, and we know the silly season is already ongoing for 2 months in Sweden, Finland, and Switzerland.
Right.
What does Hopiko's team look like next year? Will he be able to take that step and get a second pairing defender or maybe even a first pairing defender?
I think so. I think exactly. I was going to say that he's going to be a first or second pair line defenseman. And I think, again, if he stays healthy, he's going to play his first game with the men's national team here, those European hockey tour tournaments. So what kind of team Hobeko has, we still don't know. They had a Michael Jolie, a Canadian player who was awesome, the best player in this league for last two seasons. He's gone now. He signed with Lugano in Switzerland. So there will be quite a big changes with Hobeko. And Hobeko is also a small town team, small market team. So the management have to really, you know what kind of players they sign, but Petri will stay there and he will play in a second or a first or second line defenseman. I really believe so.
One of the things that Finland is better at comparing to SHL and Sweden is that come trade deadline, young players might get a chance to go to a better team and play the playoffs. Is that something you can see Hopiko doing with Nurmi as well? They've done it with Vesalainen. They've done it with other players. I know that. To let go of someone at that point in the season when they see they might not be making the playoffs, so we're letting him go. And obviously, Liga doesn't have a relegation system, so it helps in that regard as well.
Yeah. I mean... doesn't matter what happens next season. I think Nurmi will be one of the key defensemen for the team, and doesn't matter who comes, who goes. If they trade someone, he needs to. If they want to be successful, he's one of the players who has to be the key defenseman. And I think he is able to do it, and he will do it next season. And I keep saying this. I just hope this guy stays healthy. No injuries, no more illness. Then we would see, and then we will see what kind of player Petteri Nurmi is.
Where do you see his chances to improve his play the most? Is it his physical game? Is it his shot? Is it the defensive reads? Or
it's a little bit of everything. That's what the coach said, because he's still a young player. We have to remember he played juniors in the beginning of this season with the juniors. So he's still a young player, and players at his age, they have to improve everything. And maybe one thing that came up when I talked to his coach, that maybe he needs to be a little bit more mean. He needs the little bit more, not stupid penalties, but maybe he needs to be a little bit more aggressive in some of the situations. Find that there is very important for him.
A little bit of Shea Weber with a bit of cross checks when the refs doesn't see, right?
Whenever that's needed, exactly.
it's interesting. I really, really enjoy hearing you. I'm going to ask you a little bit of a question that is unprepared. Is there anyone in the Finnish system that we really should take a look at now that the World Under 18s is ongoing?
You mean with the Team Finland, right?
Yeah, for the draft.
There's Aaro Kivihari. Everybody is talking about Aaro Kivihari, and he is very special young player. I mean, just take a look at his skills with the puck, how he reads the game. He's not the biggest guy on the ice. He's not the strongest guy on the ice. But there is something special with this kid, and keep your eye on him.
Thank you. You've been listening to Timo Kunari of Iltalehti. And we'll be back with Timo for a podcast about Oliver Kapanen's season in just a couple of days.